This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the world is looking at India with hope and optimism and wants to invest in its innovative youngsters. He pointed out that solutions to some of the most pressing global challenges are also emerging from the country. He said, India's art, culture, music and several festivals are going global, while yoga and Ayurveda are making a worldwide impact by promoting healthy living. PM Modi said, Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilizational spirit. Prime Minister said it was in January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He later shared an audio on social media platform.
अगर हजार साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम हजार साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं। आइए इसी प्रेरणा के साथ हम आगे बढ़ते हैं, एक नए संकल्प के साथ, एक विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए, एक ऐसा भारत जिसका सभ्यतागत ज्ञान हमें विश्व कल्याण के लिए प्रयास करते रहने की प्रेरणा देता है।
Prime Minister Modi will be visiting Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the CASR conclave titled Role of Corporate Social Responsibility in Nutrition Security and Malnutrition Mitigation at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The objective of the conclave is to deliberate upon collaborative, innovative and sustainable strategies to combat malnutrition among children. The event has been organized by National Dairy Development Board, NDDB. During the conclave, Mr. Shah will launch the third phase of the Gift Milk program under the Corporate Social Responsibility CSR initiative of Sail Bhilai Steel Plant, Chhattisgarh. In addition, Union Minister of Cooperation will also launch the Shishu Sanjeevani program under the CSR initiative of IDBI Bank. This program will provide nutritional support to around 3,000 children studying at Anganwadi centers in rural areas of Nagpur district, Maharashtra. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will release 41 literary works developed by the Centers of Excellence for Classical Kannada, Telugu, Malayalam and Odia today in New Delhi. The works are developed under the Central Institute of Indian Languages. The event will also mark the release of 13 books along with a 45-episode sign language interpretation series of the Thirukkural by the Central Institute of Classical Tamil. The Supreme Court has directed the central government and the Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO to decide within 4 months on revising the wage ceiling under the Employees Provident Fund Scheme EPFS, which has remained unchanged for the past 11 years. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Atul S. Chandurkar passed the directions while hearing a public interest litigation highlighting that the stagnant wage ceiling has resulted in a large section of workers being excluded from the ambit of the EPFO social welfare scheme intended to provide social security to employees in the organized sector. Delcy Rodriguez, who served as vice president to Nicolas Maduro, has vowed to work with the Trump administration, was sworn in as interim president of Venezuela yesterday. Rodriguez was sworn in by her brother, National Assembly leader Jorge Rodriguez. Rodriguez had served as Maduro's vice president since 2018, overseeing much of Venezuela's oil-dependent economy and its intelligence service, and was next in the presidential line of succession between 2014 and 2017. She served as the country's foreign minister. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has issued an orange warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days. In Under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 8 wickets through DLS method in the second youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willowmore Park in Benoni. With this win, Indian team has clinched the series 2-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.